DW.
ICLE is an alliance of local governments for sustainability. It has just held a Resilient Cities Forum here in Bonn with representatives from around the planet discussing ways of adapting to a changing climate. Laura Kavanagh is the programme manager. I caught up with her at the event and asked her first about the main challenges climate change poses for cities in particular.
Climate change is causing all kinds of shakeups in our global system and our environments and our weather patterns. And so this is causing a lot of unpredictability with regard to our precipitation systems, sea level rise. And what's most difficult is we're not sure exactly when and where this is going to apply, especially at a very local level. So it makes it very difficult for cities to plan. Working collaboratively with researchers, with NGOs, with the community, this makes it more effective. So we really have to work on these partnerships to mobilize this quite quickly because it's very urgent. We need to peak emissions by 2020. We also need to start getting a lot of these protections in place because cities are already experiencing the impacts of climate change. This isn't a future generation problem, it's a current generation problem.
If we take, for instance, the problem of rising seas, that is one impact, which is actually a problem for all coastal cities, but surely that is very different depending on the infrastructure and the resources available to deal with it.
It can be. And one of, I think, the equalizing approaches here can be ecosystem-based adaptation, so really working with the natural landscape. So, for example, by using mangrove forests and making sure you're taking care of areas that have been degraded, a lot of these risks can actually be reduced if you kind of work with what the natural landscape was, because there might have been some natural barriers in place that have been degraded over time in the supplies in all different types of cities. And this can actually be a more cost-effective way of reducing the risk than, say, what we say is gray infrastructure, like a seawall, a concrete seawall. And it can also contribute other co-benefits, like restoring the ecosystems, maybe the fisheries, connecting to local jobs and communities. So then it has these kickback benefits, which can actually pay for it in a way and sort of give you some more benefits than maybe a more traditional, more expensive type of intervention.
How important do you think cities are when it comes to dealing with and mitigating climate change, especially given political developments in the world? If you take, for instance, the attitude of the Trump administration in the US, which is pretty skeptical towards climate action.
I think this is really where ICLE comes from as well, that we really want to empower the local governments to be able to have ownership over their own futures in a way, and to be able to mobilize when the national government is maybe less active. But I think even regardless of whether the national government is really supportive or not, cities really are sort of we call the front line of climate change. This is where our populations are concentrated, where there are economic, our social, our cultural centers, where our financial capitals. So cities do need to take responsibility because it's their citizens that are going to be hit by the typhoon or affected by the different types of climate change impacts. And they're also, they can be major contributors to the problem, being that concentration of human capital and financial capital. There's a real opportunity there for them to contribute to reducing emissions, reducing that risk, while also contributing to make sure that their citizens and communities are protected. DW.